USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Rising tensions as President Trump and Iran trade threats as huge angry crowds in that country mourn top terrorist leader Soleimani. President Trump goes on the Rush Limbaugh show saying he should have been taken out a long time ago and we had a shot at it and we took him out. Meanwhile, leaders in Iran pressuring Iraq to force 5,000 of our U.S. troops out of the country. Still unclear, though, if Americans will be forced to leave the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, which was under attack New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Defense Secretary Mark Esper saying there has been no decision made to leave Iraq, period. Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining 68.5 points, the Nasdaq up almost 51, the S&P 500 gaining 11 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, rootwall.com.
Turning now to 2020, Mike Bloomberg getting the endorsement of TV's Judge Judy.
Judy Shineland, also known as TV's Judge Judy, is opening up about her decision to back former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg in the Democratic presidential race. She joins ABC's The View and says,
"When I looked at the field of 2020 candidates, for one reason or another, although I'm sure they're all very nice people, there was no other voice for me other than a voice of someone who has experience in governance, second only to the President of the United States, because New York City has the most diverse population of any place else in the United States of America, except the United States of America. There was a good feeling. It was a feeling that things were run effectively and efficiently during his 12 years as mayor."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In USA News for Your Health now, it appears Americans are using two very dangerous drugs more than ever before. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
A new study revealing the use of methamphetamines and fentanyl is soaring nationwide. According to research gathered from over a million urine tests, samples testing positive for meth have increased sixfold, with about 8% testing positive last year compared to nearly 1% in 2013. Similarly, the percentage of exams coming back positive for fentanyl has quadrupled since 2013. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A terrible tragedy to tell you about in Italy, where tourists near a ski resort waiting for a bus killed by a drunk driver. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
A suspected drunk driver plowed into a group of tourists at a ski resort in Italy, killing at least 6 people. A total of 17 people were involved in the crash, which happened at 1:20 in the morning local time in the northern province of Bolzano. All 6 who died were believed to have been tourists visiting from Germany. 4 people were also injured, with 2 people being hospitalized in Austria. Police said the driver, a 27-year-old man, was arrested on suspicion of manslaughter. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.